beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Tonight I'm talking about people. All right, so let's get into it. One of the things I've noticed, and this is not a complaint, just an observation, call it that. People will come and blast through my messaging system from the public, just out of nowhere. Biblical verses. All kinds of things. And usually they're pretty angry with me. And, you know, there's no context to what these people are saying to me. It's out of context completely. We're not even having a conversation. There are no questions. It's just, you know, it's like somebody walking up and trying to shove a bunch of stuff I don't want to eat down my throat. And I just have to hear it or something. Well, I let it slide most of the time. I go, okay, you know, this isn't a radio show. You know, you're not calling me to get your voice heard on the air. This is my program. If you don't like it, too bad, to go somewhere else. We don't need you. On the other hand, I was going to talk about, you know, how some people were highly religious, maybe even to the point of being considered part of some kind of a cult, you know. And I won't name names about which religions because I don't want to get into that. It doesn't matter. You know, it's really all about absolutism. Regardless of which religion or sect of that religion, it's about absolutism. That you think you have the answers because some book, a holy book or a group of people told you so. That's what it is. And it basically goes into your brain, and then you open up and start firing it out at other people that this is the way it is, and it's got to be that way, and you better listen to me, and I'm right, and, you know, or your soul is going to hell. Well, I got news for you. We're already, you know, around the corner from hell on this planet. If you haven't noticed, things are really weird right now. And there are reasons for it. I might talk about that another time, about what I think's really going on in the world. But, you know, sometimes it's better not to say anything, because there are also the forces of good at work in the world, and we do not want to spoil their operations for them, because they are doing something very important. Let me just say this. I will say one thing. For those of you who feel hopeless out there because of the pandemic going on, sometimes good things are coming in the disguise or the guise of something very fearful or negative. Sometimes it does. And I believe that this may very well be the case. And I'm not going to say what it is. But I think good fortune will come. It is not the end of days or the fulfillment of a prophecy. This is something quite different from that. So be at peace and let your mind rest. Rest those worries aside. You know, I come into contact with people, and, you know, I've even attended some churches before, many times, you know, trying to make new friends. And I'm a spiritual person. I'm not very religious. And keeping my opinions to myself does help. But, you know, when I need help or a favor, it's very interesting how suddenly these same people don't want to show up or communicate with me. And the only time they do is when they want to say what's very great about themselves or show what they've got. Well, somebody can be religious on the surface or spiritual on the surface, you know, or say the name of Christ or whatnot. Who have you? They can also be real dirt bags underneath the skin. And that tends to be the case with a lot of people. It's because people are unlearned on the whole. And that's just the way life is. If you want to put your faith into anything, put it into a higher self, put it into something truly spiritual, and have that, you know, that personal, intimate communion with the cosmic all, with the divine, with your inner true self, and go from there. Take it from there. Let it be a private conversation between you and God, or you and your higher self, or what you believe in. I believe that my miraculous prayer board does help people to accomplish this, at least, you know, given the feedback I've had, you know, for the past couple years with a miraculous prayer board instrument. It's a psychotronic, or I should say a psychometric infusion instrument that allows the operator to sort of go into another state of mind, a state of peacefulness, and it brings our energies into balance, or whatever we're working with, whatever projects we work with to try to manifest miracles in the world, it brings it into a balanced sacred geometry. And so it's a very important and effective instrument for working miracles, or just simply, you know, communing with the inner self. And we can use it to reach out to star systems and, you know, all kinds of things, whatever your interest is. Now, getting back to people, you know, I've taken my fair share of insults. Usually, if somebody contacts me, the first three times, I'll be nice and polite about it. But if it continues, you know, I understand people have their trips, but the problem is, if you continuously trip, if you're always tripping, and being a jackass, I will at that point let you know and say, hey, go back and read my correspondences with you. Was I not polite? Did I not go out of my way to try to help you? Show to me where I was dishonest, or where, you know, did I lie to you about something? Tell me, show me the evidence. And go back and look at what you wrote to me, and, you know, go from there. And I don't hold the grudge against anyone, but I do, you know, I do get firm with people from time to time. I'm not the all-around nice guy that I get painted to be. No, I can be a real mean person in return as well. Usually I'm not. But, you know, people have their trips. People do. And I tend to forgive most people, but I don't put up with it for too long. So don't waste time with me starting arguments, or, you know, sending me stuff that's completely out of context, because I am not interested. I'm not. I have too many good and better things to do, and I have helped the world a lot with very little return coming back to me. And you know what? I'm not in this for the return. I do appreciate the support of my fellow colleagues, of my students, my Psionic Knights, and my friends, my club members, and customers who come and buy things from my shop. I do appreciate it very much. So thank you. Those of you who have shown a lot of support, thank you very much, because all of this is not possible without you. There has to be some good people in the world. If there isn't, this type of business isn't, you know, it's not going to work. I'm in the business of teaching psionics. That's what I do. And I'm also in the business of, you know, helping to coach, or, you know, occasionally being a counselor or a friend to my students and club members and to the general public when I can afford time to do so. So when something doesn't work, I do go out of my way to try to help people make it work and find new ways, you know. And it could be anything. It could be, you know, just learning how to meditate a little bit more, or go deeper, or using the right patterns to work with. Or maybe you're new to radionics and you don't know a whole lot about this. I can help you there. Because I've been doing this for, psionics about over 30 years, and meditation for about 40 years. So I do know a thing or two about it. So ask away.
come and join my club and get the training and use my knowledge to improve your life. But while you're doing this, let me tell you something. It's good if you also spend some time practicing to do something that help the world or to help some other people out there. It may not be a big project. It could be a small project, just like, maybe getting together with our prayer boards and meditating with our prayer boards and telling the government, please distribute some toilet paper to the world right now because people could really use it. You know, I'm sorry, but I couldn't resist that one. But hey, you know what? That's a worthy cause right now. People need TP more than any other kind of tea. You need TP. And that's getting pretty annoying that, you know, that toilet paper has just been bought out of the store so quick, is it not? Yeah, well, you know, we might have to go back to medieval times and do things a little, you know, differently for a bit. But let's hope that that doesn't last too long. And if it does last too long, you know, you're not powerless. You got your prayer board, you got your wishing machine, your wand, you got some knowledge and know-how, then use it. You know, I don't hold anything against people, or, well, not for too long anyway, not to the common person. The only people who really, really, really upset me are the lunatics and, you know, the elitist who try to micromanage or tell me what to do with my life. Those kinds of things, really don't have patience for that. I don't. I have my own ideas about what I want to do, about forging my own destiny, and the things that I'm interested in, things that I want to do, my own goals, so I don't waste time with people who try to set the bar for me about standards of what is considered successful or not successful or, you know, righteous or what is good and not good. You know, I decide for myself, as should all of you who are joining me on this journey. You should also decide for yourself. And that's what psionics is about. Psionics is freedom. Let me repeat that again. Psionics is freedom, albeit it is true freedom like you've never felt before, and you should embrace it because it's going to make life better for you. Now, more than ever, with psionics, we can experience something spiritual in the privacy and security of our own home, assuming your television and your walls are not watching you, and that your television and your other electronic devices in your home are not infiltrating your mind and telling you what to think or feel. You know, that day is around the corner too, and some people are already experiencing that. Yeah, yeah. I didn't buy into it, fortunately, but I would definitely use psionics for freedom, and I think you should. My club will teach you how, so definitely give it a, you know, give it a look at. Come to vrlok.club and join us and keep the magic high. That's the whole point. It's self-empowerment. But one of the ways that we grow, by the way, is by, you know, helping some other people. We shouldn't be entirely selfish, or at least if you come to me, don't be so damn obvious about it. And, you know, tell me, I want this, that, this, and that, and, you know, this is what you should do for me, because I'm not going to listen to you. Don't waste my time. Instead, come to me with an open mind, and be cool, and I'll be cool back with you. I never refuse to help. Whatever can be done will be done, if there's time, and if it is something within our power, we will make the attempt. But most importantly, I want to help you do that. So come join my club. Come to vrlok.club and join the Psionic Brotherhood and the Vrlok New Thought Movement. If you're not ready yet, at least give some thought and some heart to patronizing my shop at vrlok.com/shop and help us fund the Vrlok New Thought Movement. help us make the world a better place. As always, thank you for joining me and for your support. And until next time, keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.